when Zach Saginaw plays music, he goes by the name Shigeto. Zach was born and raised in Ann Arbor and developed his musical style while living in New York and London. He travels the world playing electronic music, but is setting up shop in Detroit, the city he now calls home. He's out with some new music. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox talked with the artist about his new EP being released tomorrow.
Listening to the first track off of Shigeto's new EP, this song is called Pulse. So we're hearing some electronic sounds in this song, and we also hear a mallet instrument and wind chimes. How much of your music is created with things that you've recorded versus sounds you've created electronically?
Oh, I would say it's probably a really healthy mix. I think the sounds are kind of what can give you your voice. The more sounds that come from your own sample library or stuff you've pre-recorded is just not going to sound like anything else. So that's my favorite material to use, but then I also like really classic sounds, classic drum machines, and I like putting them together.
And what I thought was kind of interesting in this song is that you hear a woman or a female like she's gonna say something, you hear her breath, and it's used almost like a rhythmic element.
Yeah.
Why did you put that in there?
I've always been a fan of using other sounds for percussion, and the voice is very much a percussive instrument. I think it just creates a humanness to it.
And we should mention that you're a drummer and you studied jazz at the New School University in New York City. And tell me how you still incorporate live drumming into some of your performances.
Oh, it's kind of the key part, I think. I just feel that a performance should be exactly that. And it's hard for me to express myself and also give the audience something I feel is worth watching without being physical. I try to incorporate drums as much as I can to the live shows to show that somebody's working or show that I'm sweating. It's like people react to that. If they can see that you're in the zone, they'll be more willing to join you in that place.
I watched some videos of you doing exactly that, and it was really interesting and thinking and keeping in mind that you have this jazz background, that you have this electronic track, and then you're playing it live. But with a jazz background, I feel like so much of jazz is listening to people around you. It's like a conversation.
Yeah.
You're feeding off of other people. You don't know what's going to come next, but you're playing along to your own track that's already set in motion. So what is that like from a jazz background to be playing something, but you're not really communicating with other members of a band?
At first, it was a lot of fun because it almost felt like cheating. You know,
yeah.
It was almost like, I know I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
No one else does. Ha ha ha. I'm going to blow their mind because they don't know. But now it's I miss it. I've just been needing to get back to interacting.
And I hear you've also now been working with a jazz quartet in which you play electronic sounds. And so you kind of take the reverse of playing live drums with your tracks and you're working with a jazz band.
Yeah.
So what is that like when you flip that on its head?
Man, that was very rewarding. I mean, first off, it's with some incredible musicians. Dave Douglas on trumpet, Mark Giuliana on drums, and Jonathan Marin on bass.
And are these Detroit-based artists?
New York-based.
New York, okay.
And I was actually very surprised when Dave approached me because I was like, really? You want me? Like, you kind of have access to the baddest cats around. Why me? And he was like, oh, I don't want you to play drums. He was like, I want you to do electronics. And I was like, wow, this is new. So it forced me to like interact again, but on the spot. There was the pressure of actually creating something improvised with these musicians of this caliber in a place that I was not comfortable. But being nervous again, being worried about playing a wrong note or not knowing what was going to happen was really a reward. You know, it was, wow, I feel like I'm in jazz college again, all nervous, and it's cool.
So I'm curious how you went to the transition of studying jazz music in college to then becoming an electronic artist. How are you able to make that switch and find your sound?
Wow, well, making the switch was easy in a way. Finding the sound was really hard. Still doing it, kind of, but making the switch was more an accident. I was living in London and I was gigging, playing jazz, but I had a job that required a lot of physical labor and I couldn't play. Like I had tendonitis in my arms. And my brother suggested making electronic music. I always loved it, always listened to it. Friends did it, never took part. And so I did because I had no creative outlet. And just immediately was like, wow, like I don't depend on anyone and I can make something and render it immediately and listen to it. Wow, like, wow, this is so great.
So I found it interesting that you, being a drummer, have some beatless tracks on this EP. This song is called Deep Breathing, and I feel like in this song you're actually taking the listener through the human body, like in the 90s kids show, PBS show, The Magic School Bus, where you go through a journey. We're going through the heart, we're going through the lungs. You're really creating this scene for us. Tell me about this song and why you left that traditional percussion element out.
I think it links back to the whole finding your sound thing. And yeah, drums is my first instrument and I'm the most proficient on it, I would say. But melody is such a part of what I love about music and what I love making. And I think that just over the years, I've gotten more comfortable to put out what I really like to put out. And I think that's the same for a lot of artists or a lot of bands. Over time, they realize, oh, I have this bass that will trust me and give it a chance. So I thought, maybe let's just try to put that out there in the world and see if it can be appreciated for what it is besides, bang and beat or, some sort of complex rhythm.
So you've lived in London and New York. What brought you back to Michigan to live in Detroit?
Oh, home, building something bigger than the month-to-month grind, trying to give back something. I don't know. It's a kind of an existential crisis sometimes doing what I do because it's so about like me. Feels weird. So I just think that being home in a place that you really care about with a lot of connections, a lot of old friends, at a place in my career where I feel I have a voice that I can, if I say something, whether people agree or like it, it will be heard to some extent. So I just wanted to come home and build something. Start looking at the next step in the big picture and not just touring 6 months out of the year forever.
Meanwhile, Zach Saginaw, or Shigeto, in the electronic world, has been building his own music studio in a vintage auto garage in Hamtramck. It will also include an art studio and gallery for the public. Shigeto's latest EP, called Intermission, will be released tomorrow.